This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reiberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and welcome to the show today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reiberger, and today I have a very special guest, a fellow Hay House author, Colette Baron-Reed, and who's going to be here promoting her brand new book called Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much. And all of my listeners who have attended my telegathering that I did on being ultra-sensitive and empathic, you are going to love this show. So here's a little bit of a sneak preview, kind of a tease, as I call it, about what we're going to be talking about. And you're going to all appreciate this. I know I certainly did, is that weight gain isn't always about the cookies that we eat, but it can be about why we're too sensitive and how we're actually responding to too much of what we're feeling in our surroundings. Now, that comes from that ultra sensitivity, the empathic, being empathic, and then also people who just feel too much. So it's going to be a very interesting show. I know that you're going to really, really enjoy it. One of the things that you'll find with Colette is you're going to love her sense of humor, her insights, her stories, and her lightheartedness. Also, I wanted to let you know that Colette and I are going to be taking calls. We're going to be talking a lot about the book, but we would like to sneak in a couple of calls on the topic today. So if you have a question for us, just call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, as well as international callers. And again, the number is 877-230-3062. Before I actually go in and introduce Colette and bring her on the show, I want to share an experience that I had after I came back from my near-death experience that really relates to what we're going to be talking about today. And trying to understand my ability to literally see auras and to be so sensitive not only to the light of the aura, but a lot of the things that I was feeling, a lot of the emotions that I was feeling when I was actually picking up the energetics of people, I decided that I needed to see psychologists and psychiatrists because that's my background. I thought, oh my gosh, I've come back and now I've lost it. But I also was guided actually by a psychologist, excuse me, that told me that I really needed to talk to intuitive people, psychic people, ultra-sensitive people, empathic people, and anybody that was a medical intuitive. Well, I was kind of before my time, so the last one didn't actually work. But I did. I started going out, and I started kind of interviewing the people who were highly developed in their intuition, that were using it as part of their skill set in order to share their information and then also make a living. And what I found consistently was that the people were overweight. Now, I don't mean to be prejudiced about that. It was just an obvious thing that I had noticed. And as I would talk to them about the near-death experience, what I was looking to do with the information, trying to gather the information, each one of them kept saying to me, be very mindful of yourself, your own needs, and set healthy boundaries, because you're going to be working at an energetic level with people and sensitive to what they're feeling, and that can actually create what one psychic called it. It was like these little dust bunnies that actually attach to you that changes the way that your own body functions. Now, in the world of psychology, it's like, oh, yeah, right, really. And the more I talked to the different intuitives, the more I found that this was a consistent story that they would say and almost a consistent heads up that they would give me. And I thought, well, naturally, being different than I am, personality-wise and everything else, this is not going to happen to me. I am not going to gain the weight. I'm not going to be so sensitive that it really comes in and becomes part of me. I'm going to set those boundaries. And all the things that I said I was going to do, I've been doing this for a long time, and slowly, 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 the weight has been coming on to the point where I'm carrying a lot of additional weight for my body size. So when I heard about Colette's book and feeling too much, I thought, you know, there's something really to do there's something with this that really makes a lot of sense that a lot of people don't take into consideration. So naturally, besides being a friend, I said, okay, I want her on the air. I want to talk about the book and everything. And I started reading this book, and I really can encourage all of you who feel like you are too sensitive. This is a must-read book because it takes it to a place that is so beyond diets, beyond the type of foods that you eat. It really connects with that energetic part of who we are and that kind of invisible thread that we have with everybody that allows us to be so sensitive to know where people are. So I know you're going to love the show. I know that I've certainly followed some of the things that she's put in the book. I'm going to be a living, walking testimonial. I've actually started losing some of the weight just because I, number one, accepted this is real. Now, I know that, but in my own self, it's like this really has merit to it. And then as we get deeper into the book and she's talking about it and sharing some of the informations of where it isn't really about the food, but she does talk about the foods and the things that we can do to help our body, I know that you, as with myself, are really going to gain a lot of insight into understanding yourself and then also understanding how to set what Colette calls porous boundaries. And we're going to talk about that as well. I actually had the pleasure of meeting Colette through a couple of Hay House events. And one of the things that I remember when I saw her across the room is that she had this beautiful, joyful light about her. And I would watch her and I would watch her interact with people. And there's this inner child of sensitivity, but this fabulous sense of humor. And she could make people laugh very quickly into a conversation with them, even if she had never met them. And that really intrigued me. And then when I had the pleasure of actually meeting her and talking to her, everything that I had seen in her aura certainly was something that I got to experience personally. Colette was born in Toronto, Canada, and she's an internationally renowned intuitive counselor and educator, and then also a number one best-selling author who actually helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, that own inner potential, and then also to help them understand their purpose. Not only is she a very skilled intuitive, she has her own radio show. She's an acclaimed performer. She's a storyteller. This is something I loved about her. You will also. And she's a recording artist. So you can see that there's a lot of diversity that has helped her really recognize kind of who we are and what we do and what our purpose is. In fact, she actually dropped out of law school to pursue a career in music as a singer-songwriter and played the Toronto music circuit for quite a while. So on top of everything else she does, in some of her presentations, she'll even break out in song. And through her 20 years of practice, built strictly by word of mouth, Colette has actually advised over 35,000 individuals and clients in 29 countries. And for 3 years, she actually toured with Hay House as their opening speaker of their events. She's the author of many books, one of the books, including The Map. This is another fabulous book that I would encourage you to look into, read about, and then to order. It's a wonderful way to look at soul, life, purpose, matrix, why we're here, where we're going, what we're doing. So a wonderful book there as well. And then today we're going to be talking, of course, about her latest book, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much, a 4-step, 8-week plan to finally lose the weight, manage emotional eating, and find your fabulous self. 8 weeks, 8 weeks. And there's lots of stories about it. So welcome, Colette. I'm very excited to have you on the show, and I love the book.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. You know, and I love it because you get it. Oh, and I knew it was kind of interesting because I knew that as a medical intuitive, and I got to say, I want to say something about you too because I haven't seen you in forever. I've left Hay House for Random House, so there's lots of changes. But you were one of my favorite, most grounded, together, happy. I love your husband Bruce. You know, you were somebody I always loved seeing at the Hay House events. Because you are just so real. And that's the other thing. You know, you are an integrous human being. You're really good at what you do. There's not one ounce of BS in you. And I love that your curiosity and also the fact that we share this in common. You know, I just wanted to say that to you because I'm a fan.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh, my gosh. So what a great way to start the show. So, and by the way, I probably have lost 2 pounds, sweetie, because my aura is so fluffy.
So here's what's funny. Yeah. Well, of course, that's interesting because I love that because your people know you talk about auras, and auras are electromagnetism, and we are made of electromagnetism, and we really are porous. You know, the whole idea of porous boundaries for many of us it can be actually seen in the auric field because that energy field for some people is very defined and very close to the body, and others like us, because we deal with a different vibrational, you know, we're at a different vibrational level. It's not meaning that we're better, meaning higher. We're just like in a different space. We have to have a broader, wider energy field when we work. And so if you can imagine that empathic people, but first of all, I want to say this, is that empathic people are not just the healers, but empathic people are highly sensitive people who are those who are highly tuned into the energy of the environment. And they can come from, actually from dysfunctional family backgrounds. So people who survived rape, people who have abuse issues in the family, people who have alcoholism in their families will be raised with a sense of hypervigilance. And that also brings in that hypersensitivity or clairsentience into the environment. So the issue with weight, I got to tell you why I wrote the book. Because I never in a gazillion years, if you told me 4 years ago that I'd be writing a book about weight, I'd be like, are you out of your mind? There, I'd never do that. Because it's like, it's been something I've been so ashamed of my whole life because I could never control it. And, you know, so I'm talking a few years ago because I never understood why I could gain a ton of weight without changing my food that much. When my mother died in 1991 or 1993, anyway, I put on, I was 138 pounds, never forget it, when she was diagnosed with cancer in November, and February 17th at her death, I was 219 pounds. How's that possible?
Wow.
That's 80 pounds. How do you gain 80 pounds? Unless you're like jamming food in your face. And I wasn't. I had one experience when I pretended to go to the bakery where I was having a binge in my head, and I got a cake and I ate two giant pieces out of it, and then I shoved it in the garbage. But that's the only time I did that.
Yeah.
So it was like, what was I doing? And I'll never forget how ashamed I was because nothing I did would make it budge. I never connected the dots between feeling too much or empathy overload because I wasn't in that space. I was working as an intuitive, but I really didn't understand that my body size had anything to do with the environment, my stress, the emotional experiences, any of that. I didn't know that my beliefs or my negative self-talk could actually make me overweight. I had no idea about any of this. Okay. So just fast forward. When you met me at Hay House, I don't know if I had just started, but if I'm not sure if I had actually started on the tour, but when I agreed to do a tour with Sylvia Brown, and she's a very controversial figure, as we know, and not that there's anything wrong, but it was just, she's just very different. Mm-hmm. And I went on tour, and, you know, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. I'm a vegan vegetarian. I was watching what I was eating. I was all, you know, excited and nervous. But I got in front of thousands of people, and I put on 20 pounds while I was looking. Okay, mm-hmm. So...
yeah.
Like while I was looking, like I wasn't even like, okay, in the very beginning, yes, I was eating too many cookies. Okay, I was. Okay, no, I'll
be
honest.
Hard to not do when you're doing cruises and everything, honey.
Yeah, but not that much. Like I was so aware of what I was doing. I was going to the gym. I mean, you saw me. I'd be going to the gym.
Yep.
And so I think but the point is that I felt, I want to talk about the shame and the fear because I was out of I couldn't control my weight. When I went on a diet, every time I would go on a diet, I would gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only way I would ever lose weight was when I stopped dieting. Because I've gone up and down the scale since I was 14 years old. And I'm talking big amounts. And then I would be slim for 5-6 years straight. And I think I had it licked. And I think this is the thing I want to talk about because it is the ongoing conversation that I now know that I've had with thousands of people. About this very issue and, you know, and just how shameful it is and how scary it is for us when we realize, like, well, we can't do anything about it. We can't make the scale move, but we can, and I have a solution. So what I did, am I talking too much?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Keep on going.
I could just go on.
That's okay. You keep on going.
So here I put on that 20 pounds in front of everybody while I was on stage, and I remember this lady coming up to me, saying to me, oh, you don't look at anything in your picture. You're so much heavier. In the bathroom in
Been there, done that.
On the like, I was so mortified. Oh, my God, I wouldn't even recognize you. You're totally, you're so much heavier.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So I was just like, and it was true. I was, like, blowing up. So yet again, I got off the tour, and I said, I can't take this anymore. So I sat there like a forensic accountant, and I went back over my life since I can remember and saying, what did I do when I lost the weight? And what didn't I do? Well, I know that every time I was in denial and I decided this time the diet was going to work and I'd go on a diet, you know, I might lose some weight in the first week or so, but then I'd freak out and then I couldn't do it. And I'm like, so I thought, okay, well, why was that? Is it because I am a food addict? And I realized, no, I am not a food addict. I'm not. You know, and I'm in recovery, so I know all about addiction. I'm 27 years clean and sober. But I said to myself, like, what the heck was different? What did I feel about myself and my life when I had that long stretch? When I gained weight again, what was it? So I literally sat there like a puzzle, and I went, or like a hairball, and I like pulling it apart, right? And what I found was that, and then I would ask all these clients. So that was the other thing. I spent a few years remembering all the different clients that, you know, I'd be telling them over the phone because I read blind. I read best blind. And I'm like, you know, saying, you know, are you about 40 pounds overweight? And, you know, have you, you know, you go up and down like an accordion since you were young. And does this make sense about the way you feel things? I'm like, yes. So it was like the common denominator of everybody was this. None of us could it wasn't sticking to a diet because willpower wasn't the conversation. It was that diets didn't work for us. We could gain weight without eating extra food. We sensed the environment and would get and easily get overwhelmed at certain times, you know, in our lives. And during the time of overwhelm, we would gain weight without checking our food. We could inexplicably drop a ton of weight, you know, when a certain set of circumstances there, when we felt okay with ourselves and we just surrendered, it would just come off.
Mm-hmm.
And the common denominator all of us had were that we had a sense of the world that we could tune into. But the interesting thing is that we don't use food because we're gluttons. We use it as a detour, a way to ground. We're like these live electric wires that have too much electricity, if you will, or electromagnetism or information in our electromagnetic field. We need to ground it somewhere. Food is the only thing that makes us purely physical in that moment. We are completely grounded because we get into our bodies immediately. Chewing brings us into the body. So I kind of went through the whole thing. I realized Himalayan salt, what do we have too much of? Well, we have too many positive ions. Well, what could get rid of that? Well, when I lost weight the first few times, I was soaking in these Himalayan salt soaks. And I loved them. I stopped doing it. I thought, well, let me start doing that again. And I never related it to actually being attributed to the weight loss. It was just part of what I was doing. But I never did it to do that. I just did it to relax. And I realized, oh, my God, there's something to this. I did all this research. So I did all this scientific research, by the way, because otherwise I'd just be another intuitive woo-woo person writing a book about weight loss. And, like, who cares? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I needed to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, fine. She talks to dead people. Why would she talk about weight loss? So what does she know? She's not skinny either. But I did all, honest to God, it was fascinating. It was like, oh my God, it was like a detective novel. I found out, you know, I looked back at the neuropeptides, the Candace Pert's work, you know, the what the bleep stuff. All of it made total sense. That it was biochemical. Then the biochemistry was triggered by our thoughts and emotions, and our thoughts and emotions went into the limbic brain, which completely, you know, like crossed wires with our the proper brain, the brain that the smart one, because we're constantly thinking a rhinoceros or a T-Rex is going to charge us. The body responds because it's back in primitive mode. It thinks that a T-Rex is about to spear us, so it creates more fat, visceral fat, to protect the organs. That's what it's for.
Exactly.
The adrenals are shot because we overuse it. They're constantly on overload. Then what happens, the visceral fat makes more visceral fat because that's what its job is. Because it's not bad, it's just bad when we're constantly overusing it. And that's the cortisol. And then we have adrenal fatigue, so we try to exercise. We're even more tired and get more fat from exercise. Because people saying, I'm getting fat, I'm exercising. Yeah, I said, are you tired too? Yeah.
Yeah, and I love it when people say, oh, it's just muscle. It's like, no, I don't think so.
But we know, and it is different. And so there's this whole science. I'm not going to bore everybody with the science here, because I'll just want to talk about how it works. And so the book actually came out of a class I had. I thought, I did really well. I created this program. I went on it myself. After about 6 months, I had dropped all the weight I had gained. So, and I stayed that way for a while, and I'm like, and you can see all these pictures of me, because I get it in my face. I look like a moon, or I look like I've got cheekbones. I'm either a big moon, or I've got some cheekbones. So, and it's like really weird looking at all my like videos, like one video like from 6 months before, I'm a big moon. The next one, I'm like normal. It's just weird. Anyway, so, because we wear it for people to see.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I was going to put a class on at Christmas, because every Christmas I gain weight. No matter what, I don't care what you say. And I'm even if I just have a little bit of extra food, like I'm not eating enough calories. Like if you're just looking at the science behind calories in, calories out, it's no way I'm gaining that much weight, because I don't sit there and eat 50 cookies. I might have one piece of marzipan every 2 days. So that's not a lot. All right, I have potatoes 3 times a week. Whatever. It's not, there's not enough calories in what I'm eating, and I'm moving, et cetera. So I know it isn't that, but it really is the stress around, for me, the word family means not safe. That's for me.
Yeah.
Not for everybody. But anyhow, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to put a class on. I'm going to call it weight loss for people who feel too much. And the basic gist of it is, let's not get fat over the holidays together, right? And I figured 20 people were going to show up. Do you know, I had 338 students.
Oh, my gosh.
Then I had 600. Then I had another 300. Then I had another 600. I had over 2,000 students take this class. And it was like in the beginning, you know, and I refined it, and that's what led to the book. And it wasn't a perfect thing, because this is, if you don't practice the principles in the book on a daily basis, and you do not, because it's really based on stress reduction.
Mm-hmm.
And very specific methods in the book. But if you don't do those things, we're always going to be people who feel too much. This is our nature. We cannot make ourselves be different, but we can learn managerial skills that can make it manageable and useful and not difficult to be this way. We're not going to find little corks to stick in our porous boundaries. We're going to work with what we got. But
exactly.
If we don't do it, if we actually allow ourselves to go back to the old detours, well, the old thing's going to happen again. So I realized that this really is, it was a program of humility. And then when I actually decided to train coaches, because now I have a coaching school, the Master Intuitive Coach Institute, which I had also no idea I would get 100 students for that. And all of a sudden I got jammed up with that one. That was amazing. But I have the most incredible weight release energetics coaches. They all went through the program first, because anybody who becomes a coach with me must go through the program themselves, even if they're not overweight. And because they realize they have to manage the weight of the world, it not necessarily show up in their butts, right? So
exactly.
One of my coaches' pants fell down when she went to work, because she didn't realize she was a scientist. She was a scientist, okay? She went to work. She's like in her 60s. Fabulous woman. I just love her. She wanted to be a coach. That was great. And she's really good at it, too. And she just didn't even notice, because she's wearing a lab coat every day and a pair of stretch pants. Pull-up pants. One day she went to work. She didn't even realize after 30 years she could close her lab coat for the first time. And then she walked and her pants fell down. We laugh about it all the time, because she just, while she was not looking, because that's the thing. We do not diet. We do not look at the scale. We don't look at our bodies to see how far we've come. We look at our feelings.
Exactly.
We eat 3 meals and 2 snacks.
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting, because I do want to talk some more about the feeling component. And then also what I found is, as a medical intuitive, you talked about these feelings and these fears and how there's these triggers for these fears. And I have found in my work that people who have a fear of abandonment, really abandonment with others, put weight on in their lower small intestinal, kind of below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
People who have the fear of betrayal and, you know, that want to just always do what's right so they won't feel vulnerable, seems to put it on in the upper belly. And then the people that I've found that also have a fear around rejection or have difficulty accepting themselves because of their emotional history, with family, which means mm-hmm. not safe, can put it on in the neck, the chest, the breast area. So our bodies literally will talk to us and tell us, if we just become in touch with it, like you said, will tell us where these feelings are, these fears are, and insecurities. So what I want to do is, we've actually got a caller on the line. I'd like to jump
Great.
In and take her. If you're up to that, then what we'll do is we'll take a quick commercial break, and I want to come back and talk a lot more about this, because just kind of a sneak preview for everybody. One of the interesting things with Colette's book is she doesn't talk about food related to the weight until she gets to chapter 7. So, but let me go ahead and let's take Joellen from Chicago. Hi, Joellen. How are you today, honey?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, sweet. How are you?
Great. And Colette, I used to listen to your show all the time on Hey House. Love you,
great.
Love you, love.
Yep. Well, she go to our website, sweet, because she now has another show. I can't tell you what stations it's on, but go to our website, and she'll let you know when her shows are and how to get on there, and then you can continue to listen to her. So do you have a question for Colette?
Well, it's for both of you girls.
Perfect.
I also know that, you know, I do I don't really watch what I eat, but I do notice that I'll gain in the thigh and lower belly area also. And I'm also noticing that, it hasn't been, you know, I've been listening to a lot of different, you know, speakers and metaphysical people, and there's all this stuff going on and all the shifts and yada, yada. But I don't feel like that my emotional stuff going on is going along with the wave of what all this shift stuff is. And I don't know if I feel like, oh, okay, things should be happening now, but then it doesn't. and then I'll gain weight, not because it's Christmas time, but, you know, I don't feel like that my weight gain or my emotional well-being is tied to anything else that's, you know, going on. And I don't know.
Well, let's jump in and kind of talk about that. And I'm going to let Colette start
I'm
out
laughing.
With this.
You know why? Because how do you know what you know? Like, that's, like, that's the other thing. Like, this is not something that you can intellectualize. It's like, I don't know what's going on. You know, it's the whole thing about, like, here's the thing. You're calling in because you have had some weight gain, and you don't equate it to the whatever. I'm not even sure what you're talking about the shift, because everybody's got their ideas about the so-called shift.
Yeah.
And the shift, a shift is an uncomfortable state that leads us into something better. That's, we're all in various stages of the same shift, the of humanity. I mean, there's some new, you know, metaphysical teachers that believe that the some giant thing was going to happen on the 21st. Nothing happened at my house. I was sleeping early at 9 o'clock. So, you know, you got to keep an open mind and take what you like and leave the rest. But the bottom line is that you feel it. So if we take away all the teachings that you're putting in your head,
okay.
You know that something's going on that is unusual for you. You're putting on weight.
It seems like one day I'm fine, and the next day, boom, like 5 extra pounds in the belly.
Well, that's exactly right. That's why you need to read my book. Because it's not an intellectual experience that we know when we're tuned into what's going on externally. And I bet you any money yesterday was a tough day for you, because yesterday I had a bloat day, which I was like, blew up like a tick, and I had no idea why.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like it was one of those days. So we fluctuate with the energy. Remember, okay, so let me give you an example. There's a guitar in one room and a guitar in another room. And if you pluck an A string on a guitar in one room, the other guitar is going to resonate. You're going to hear the A string vibrate. Have you ever seen that happen?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So this is simple. So the world is vibrating, and we're going to use the word vibration just because, and I hate, you know, I'm not being new agey, airy, fairy. I'm really being scientific here.
There's
vibratory
absolutely.
Patterns going on all the time. We don't go, oh, there's a vibration happening. No, we just get, oh, God, I'm swollen. That's what happens. Like, what's happening? And so, and the thing is that it doesn't matter what's happening. The fact is, there's the fact. Something has happened. So what do we do about it? Well, we don't go about it the way we used to, which is, I need to go on a diet. I have to control this. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. No, the only way we release it is by getting into that released frame of mind. And that's what my book teaches you how to do. So there's all kinds of exercises. There are trademark processes in the book that will teach you, plus there's a free class that you can jump on now called Jumpstart that will give you some phenomenal, they're called InVision processes, they're recorded, so you can listen to them to help you manage your chattery mind, and you don't worry about where it's coming from. Who cares? Who cares if there's a shift or not a shift? The fact is that your belly blew up.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Who cares? I don't care. I don't care how many people are saying it's this, it's that, it's the other. If my pants are tight, that's all I care about.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to sit there and analyze whether the planet Sirius moved over the frickin' moon. I just want to do something about the pants.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is, sweetie, is that, you know, we have all the emotions that we've experienced in this lifetime has a vibration about it. And that vibration is constantly being transferred out into this vibrational field of consciousness that has been talked about for so many different, you know, centuries about this. And all vibration that you pick up that comes into your field associates with an emotion that you've actually experienced. So maybe, like Colette's saying, intellectually, it, you know, you feel this vibe and you start to blow up, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, I must be picking up that the field is shifting. But what you're really doing is you are sending information out. Information's coming in that's going to first connect with you emotionally based on the emotions you experience. So you're not even consciously aware of this. And when that occurs, whether it's a shift or just kind of this general consensus of the consciousness that's out in the universe, you are going to literally, being this sensitive that Colette talks about in her book, you're going to pick that up. And if one day the field is heavy, maybe in a vibration of this particular energy, and it resonates with you, it comes in like a little dust bunny, and you're going to take it in while you may not consciously connect it with some. And all of a sudden, like Colette said, you're going to blow up like a tick.
And now, there's another thing. There's another thing, too. So here's the thing. In my program, we go on the 8-week program, just for 8 weeks, we have people minimize media, minimize their, and media minimization means that you don't watch the news, you don't listen to the fact that people are saying the dollar is going to devaluate or all the fiscal cliff or what the hell else they're saying about, you know, somebody has a bomb, who cares? Like, it's just literally get local. It's the first time in human history that all of us at any given time on the planet can tune into an emotional content that is not our own, non-locally, and
exactly.
Still get it affect us. How many times you go to Starbucks and you're sitting there looking at your phone, right? And just reacting to something. So what I teach is a way to get in non-reactive as best as you can and start to recognize that mindful quiet for a while, only for 8 weeks. You know, you do it for 8 weeks and the first step in Jumpstart in the free class is no drama.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we don't share our drama either. So, and that's also a crucial part of my program. We have something called the dumping grounds. We have two different journals. One, you just dump your shit. Sorry, your stuff in it.
Your first chakra caca crap.
Yeah, your first chakra caca. Exactly. Your survival weirdness and whatever it is that you're like, I can't take it anymore. You put it in there and then you close it. You don't tell anybody about it. You just get it in there because what happens too is we have a tendency to want to figure it out with somebody else, and it just anchors it, makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
You come back to it a few days later, take out the garbage, and sort through the trash, see if there's anything in there or any jewels you learned about yourself, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out none of that means anything to you the day you look for it. You look at it. So it's reactive. We want to make sense of everything. That's how the mind works. The subconscious delivers the program, and then the thinking mind goes, oh, my God, I got to figure it out. And that's the worst thing you could try to do.
Exactly.
Well, and Carol,
go ahead.
It is, and I'm also wondering, you kind of sparked an idea when we bring things into us. Does that mean how people get cancer because, you know, there's first chakras, whatever, off or whatever. But, I got dengue a couple weeks ago, and I'm wondering if I attracted that to myself. I'm actually in Costa Rica, so I got dengue.
We have to be kind of careful with that psychologically, sweetie, because that puts us back into this protective process, this victim energy, that somehow we are inadequate, we've done something wrong. This energy, this information about who we are, our experiences, is always out in the field because it's designed to help other people, to help them relate and connect at a different level. So when someone gets cancer, it isn't because they're basically have been out there saying, oh my gosh, I'm a victim and I can't find my voice and I can't find my truth. But what it's doing is when situations come to a person who is experiencing cancer and that situation sparks an emotion within them, the gift of that is to let that emotion come up and, like Colette says, release it. Put it in this dumping ground. Don't hide it. Don't feel shameful about it. Don't chastise. Don't judge yourself. Just let it, allow it to come forward. Put it into the dumping ground. Lighten your load emotionally with it. That's the most effective healing besides chemotherapy and everything else. But that's what we're doing, and that's what this book is about. It's about stepping back and saying, you know what? When it comes forward, let's just take a quick look at it. Let's put it aside so we don't, you know, angst over it or we don't get caught up in the drama.
Can I interrupt?
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I'd love to do? Because I would like to show her how to do that.
Perfect.
When you come back after the break.
Okay,
I think it would be great for her to stay on the phone and let's show everybody my Envision process, because we're just talking about it right now and I want to show her how to detach from her emotion quickly, because that's
absolutely
the whole, that's my whole process. So it might be useful if, I don't even remember your name now. What's your name?
Joellen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So absolutely. Okay. Wonderful thing, because when I was going to come back, I wanted to ask you about the Envision. So we're
right
on target. So all of you two intuitives, there we go, Colette. All of you, please stay tuned. Colette and I are going to be right back after this quick commercial break, and we're going to talk about how to take what's in the book using Joellen. Thank you, my love, for being an actual kind of experience of this so we can all learn. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-
Welcome back. If you're just joining me, today I have a very special guest, Colette Baron-Reed, the author of Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much, and it was just released in January 1st. What a great way to start a new year. Diets are always on our mind, but I'm going to tell you, this is not a diet book. It's a book about feeling too much, setting boundaries, looking at our life, looking at ourselves from a completely different perspective. And in her book, it's rich with information. And what she's going to be doing on this next segment is she's going to be talking about Envision, which is a process that Colette has actually created that she teaches in a lot of her different programs. And she's going to actually be working with Joellen, who is kind enough to be with us on the first segment. Hang on for the second segment. And she's going to walk Joellen through this process. So I think you're going to actually not only get to hear the story behind the book and all the information, but you're going to actually be able to experience it. I'd also like to invite you to join me for a free telegathering that I have on Thursday, January 24th. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic of this telegathering is unveiling the soul, and throughout the entire hour, by the way, still free, because I wanted to use it. I always start the year out with some information kind of on what the theme, the flavor of the year is. And this is the year of the soul. Every time I say that, I can hear the guides and angels and all those in the heavens, as we call it, laughing and chuckling. It's like, Carol, every year is the year of the soul. But I'm actually going to be doing a one-hour telegathering, really not demystifying the soul, but talking about what the soul is. And then also sharing some of the topics about what the soul is and isn't, because soul and spirit, while they're used interchangeably, are actually very different. Also talking about the anatomy of soul. I think it's very important that, again, we don't demystify it, but what we do is we make it tangible enough that we can actually feel it, touch it, and experience it, so that way it's easier for us to stay connected with it, because the soul, unlike the human brain, does not become jaded, cynical, or walk around with all these emotional wounds and so forth that we have over the course of our lifetime. It's a very lighthearted, free spirit which is very purposeful in being able to help us refine ourselves and to learn about what's going on. I'm going to be talking about the soul's purpose and then also how to care for the soul. And I want to just kind of segue in and bring the book in. Colette's book, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much, and the things that she has in her book are very, very important on what we can do, not only for our body, but how we can nurture and care for the soul as well. So again, the telegathering is free. If you attend the event live, you can access it by phone, computer, and also Skype. So if you want more information about the telegathering or you want to register, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and you'll see that there's a moving slide called Unveiling the Soul on the moving banner at the top of my page. Just click on it, register, and I think that you will enjoy the information, and it will give you a jump start of really shifting the way that you see yourself and the events in your life and looking at it through the eyes of the soul. When we do, we find that everything is perfect and that there is nothing to fear. So, very interesting. Again, www.ritberger.com. I hope that you'll join me. Also, Colette, before we go in, sweetie, because I do want to have time for this Envision, please tell us very quickly. People can buy the book. You have an actual, on your site, you actually have a launch going on, don't you?
I do. And as a matter of fact, anybody who's interested in, in the book can just go to my website at ColetteBaronReed.com. And in front, there's a thing to go to purchase a book and then to get into the free Jumpstart class. We're also launching at the end of January a fantastic Love Your Body Challenge, complete with a coach, the ability to call in, anytime, 6 hours a week to talk to any one of my master trainer coaches. So we have people on call. It's just fantastic, and it's a really, really great. We have a great product line, supplement product line, that you can have with that class. So we have really incredible stuff. The other thing I want to mention, too, is that we start our certification classes for the Master Intuitive Coach Institute this year. And Divination Dynamics starts January 24th. And I'm teaching people how to use my Enchanted Map Oracle cards as a coaching method. It's very detailed and very interesting. It's not doing readings. It's actually learning to coach with them and to bring people into the cards for a journey into the card to discover the deeper hidden meanings of what's happening to them in their lives and what to do about it. So these are very goal-oriented coaching, a coaching method. So that is starting January 24th. It's online. You have calls with my master trainers. You have the classes with me. It's just really, really great, and that's going to happen also. So anybody's interested, it's micicoach.com, or talk to Mark, M-A-R-K, at micicoach.com for details.
Absolutely. Lots of information. Colette's very generous mm-hmm. with her information. So do go visit her website, ColetteBaronReed.com. Lots of information, and seriously consider the different classes she has, because one of the things I love about Colette, thank you for saying that about me, is that whatever she teaches really is grounded in the practicality of how to really enhance the quality of your life. Okay, so Colette, we have probably about 7 minutes. And
okay.
What I'd like to do is, Joellen, thanks, sweetie, for hanging on. How about walking Joellen, and then as a result, all of us vicariously through this process that you share in the book?
Great. So here's the way we do it. So, Joellen, tell me, what we want to do is find out what your feelings are, because what I do in my work is I use the metaphors of the natural world. So we want to get distance from your feelings. We don't want to change your feelings because we know that doesn't work. What we want to do is just find out what the feelings are, and we want to see a landscape come out of that. So tell me what your feelings are when you're feeling all stirred up. What would you call them? What would you say they are? Like, are you fearful? Are you angry? Are you, what are you?
Hi, Joellen. You there, sweet?
Okay, we might have lost her. Okay, so you know what?
There she is. I hear her.
Either I get, hi, I'm here.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sweet.
Okay, so either I get really sad or I get really irritated.
So what are you right now when you called in? Because you called in because something's happening. So are you irritated or sad?
Sad.
Okay, so describe, if you were to imagine yourself standing on a hillside and looking at a landscape right in front of you that represents the word sad, what would your dreaming mind deliver to you? You are in a landscape that represents that feeling. So you are no longer the feeling. You're observing a landscape that represents the feeling. Tell me what it looks like. And just whatever comes to mind is the right thing.
A sunset.
Oh, a setting sun. Okay. And this sadness as well. What else is there? Describe some more. The sun is, it's a landscape. So what's actually in your physical? What's the material piece of that right directly in front of you and around you?
The color of the sky is a purplish color, bluish purple, red, and, you know, more of the deeper tones. It's, the breeze is a real deadening breeze, really quiet, and very, very hot, very suffocating.
Suffocating heat. Okay, so this, would you say this landscape is, so it's a pervasive suffocating, is it kind of a sense of being trapped here? Is it, do you feel like it's a dangerous place? You know, do you like it here?
Inescapable.
Inescapable. Okay, so let's escape. So since this is, it is seemingly an inescapable landscape, in every psyche is a representation of a relationship between you and the divine. And it is always represented in this human psyche in the symbol of a bird. So I'm going to ask you to summon a winged creature to you right now that has to show up, that is totally there and has been waiting for you to summon them. So just tell me what kind of winged creature shows up. Describe them.
A parrot. It's a green parakeet with a little bit of yellow and red on its wings.
Wow. Okay. So this parakeet is a magical bird. So I'd like you to get on the back of the parakeet has come to help you. So it's large enough. It's magic. So it grows. You get on its back and that beautiful green bird with a yellow flies up high, high, high above the landscape. Tell me when you know that you're high above the landscape.
I know I am because I feel myself over the clouds.
Perfect. So you're going to notice a little bit of a break in the clouds. When you look down at that place that was seemingly inescapable before, how small or big is it in the scheme of things? In the biggest, you know, when you look at the landscapes all around it, how big is this place?
Ant size now.
It's ant size. Okay. So how much power does it have over you while you're up there?
Very little.
So how do you feel up there?
Safe, free.
Great. Okay, so just stay with that feeling for a bit and just come back, and let's just say thank you to your parakeet. We'll do it another time. I'll give you a naming exercise, but just come back and just tell us really how you feel now.
Breathable.
Breathable, right. You can breathe better, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and we didn't figure it out. We didn't try to change the feelings. We didn't analyze the feelings. we created, we allowed our unconscious to symbolically show us what was happening, and then we were able to get spatial distance by a perceptual and perspective shift in very, very short period of time. And that's the point. We want to be able to get into a choice of changing our feelings without hammering ourselves, without saying, I need to feel differently, because we cannot. We cannot tell ourselves to feel differently. But we can provide this process where we say, where am I? I gotta call my bird. I need to get distance. And all you have to say, I need distance. That's all you have to say to yourself, I need some distance. And then you have breathing space again. Because you're not, this is an illusion that our feelings are gonna trap us. But it's very real to us when it's happening. And then the natural state of affairs is that we want to share it with somebody else and we anchor ourselves even more there. So this is what Envision is. And this is what my coach, yeah. So you see what I mean? It's very, very useful and it's very helpful. And that's what the book teaches you how to do.
And you know, the other part about this, sweetie, is that now that this has been created and you have experienced this different emotion around what started out as sadness, any time that you experience sadness to any degree, your mind is going to go in, this beautiful creative kind of, you know, prefrontal cortex mind is going to come in and it's going to remember that. So when sadness comes in, you may not even be consciously aware of it. And all of a sudden you may find that your parakeet shows up or that you have this need to distance. This whole part is so exquisitely emotionally positive in the way that it imprints in the brain that your brain will actually build on this without you being aware of it when you experience that emotion. That's the beauty of using the things. And when Colette goes into deeper about the words, then what you can do is that you can actually, as you go through the process, you're going to be working with both parts of the brain, and all of a sudden, they're both in unison. They're both on the same page. You're able to experience it in a way that really releases a lot of emotion. I get goosebumps, Colette, when you went through this, sweetie, because of what you really are doing to help the body. Like you said, when you think about things, it actually creates more anxiety. I mean, this is exquisite. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, you know what? I had to figure something out.
Yes, that's what we all do by feeling too much is it's like, well, this isn't working. Check it off. And then it's like, so let's look beyond the obvious, like the diets, the everything else, the foods, the whole thing. There's got to be something more to it. And that is literally the pleasure. Joellen, thank you, sweetie, for staying on the line and for helping all of us by walking through the process so we could share it with you. First
you girls
and foremost,
are angels.
Exciting.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, really. I know. Wasn't it a pleasure, Colette?
Yes. It was awesome.
Absolutely.
My pleasure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. We've just got a couple more minutes, but any last thing about your book, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much? We can purchase the book through what you, Colette Baron, Colette?
Anywhere. You'll see it. Actually, if you go to my website, you just click on the book, but it'll take you to all the different stores that you can get it
perfect.
At, and then you can get the free class and be part of my community. It works best in community. It works best with coaches. It's a great program to get out of your isolation with. We approach it very differently. As I said, it's not a diet, but not dieting will help you drop much of the weight that you keep on you for protection. It's not perfect. You'll go up and down a little bit, but it won't be the same as before, and you'll be able to manage this effortlessly with self-love as your main component.
Absolutely, and I think that that is one of the things that also in the book is that there's so often so much confusion around self-love and even emotional charge around is it good, is it bad, am I being too self-serving, blah, blah, blah. If you look at it through the eyes of the book and what Colleen has personally experienced to be able to come forward and to share her stories, and there's a lot of stories and testimonials in the book, but to share this, you are literally going to see yourself so differently and your body's going to respond in like kind. So we've got the class that's coming up. You said it was when? January what, sweet?
January 24th is the first certification program for the Master Intuitive Coach Institute for Divination Dynamics. The free class for weight loss for people who feel too much, Jumpstart, is on now. And at the end of January, or it could even be the next 2 weeks, we're going to be launching something called the Love Your Body Challenge. So with a fantastic product line attached to it, or just you can have your choice to do it with or without the supplements, and it's just fantastic. I'm so happy. I just, oh, you know when you know you've got something to help people, and it's so good.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's kind of like there's this part of you goes, oh my gosh, I was doing all this stuff. This is what it's all about. And everything falls into place. So thank you, Colette, for being a guest. Oh my gosh, honey, a pleasure. You know, we're going to have to get you back. I know that I'm going to get lots
thank
of emails.
You.
And I want to thank all of you for spending your time with Colette and myself. And then also, I hope that you enjoyed the show full of information. Please purchase her book, Weight Loss for People Who Hear Too Much. If you want to re-listen to the show, then just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Click on radio show, and then we have the archives. You can listen to it, share it with your friends, go visit Colette's site and everything and learn more about her programs and learn more about the story of this joyful, lighthearted nature being that's gracing this earth. And then also, I want to wish all of you a great week, and I'll see you next week on the radio. Have a wonderful week. Light and love.
You've been listening to the Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.